gmail.com.
Welcome to the Alti interview. For decades, one rule held true. Whoever ranked at the top on Google was the one people found. That paradigm is now dissolving in the age of artificial intelligence. Today, it is becoming more important by the minute to appear in the answers that AI systems provide. It is no longer rankings, but citable texts that increasingly determine the success of companies, business models. Those who are not part of this may come up empty-handed. So today we are discussing nothing less than the future of search and the marketing strategies that will be important in the years ahead. To unpack it, I'm joined by Joseph Levy, co-founder and CEO of Noise Media Group. Joey, a warm welcome to our show.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here and looking forward to speaking about the future of search.
Yeah, great to have you here, Joey. Joey, you are the CEO of Noise Media Group. Noise, are you loud? Are you quiet? What is Noise?
Noise is a growth-orientated digital marketing agency. We, as we say in our name, we make some noise and get brands noticed. We manage 30 million of ad spend a year on behalf of clients that include General Electric and IKEA. And yeah, I'm looking forward to discussing the digital landscape.
Cool. Today we are talking about GEO, Generative Engine Optimization. What is it actually, and how is it influencing institutional discovery and shortlistings?
So it's a really big shift in the digital landscape. For many years, we've had search, which has been dominated by Google. And whenever anyone is looking for a brand, they would go onto Google, they would search for a specific question. You'd be served 9 links on the first page, 9 links on the second page. You would scroll through, click on whichever link is the most beneficial. Now people are turning towards AI agents, such as ChatGPT, Claude, Perplexity. And it's a real shift because whereas in the past we had a search term and a bunch of links, we now have a question and an answer. And for brands, it's becoming increasingly important to be featured in that answer. At the moment, it's early days, but I believe that in the future, we won't be using search at all. And everyone will be using LLMs and AI agents to get the information that they need.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how do you get into these engines? And what is a miracle, actually? How do you solve the GEO problem? How do you optimize?
It's a good question and a very important one. I would like to kind of distinguish between two different outcomes when it comes to GEO. So the first outcome is if a customer or a potential customer asks directly about your brand. So someone might come in and ask about Alti, you know, is it a good publication? Do I trust it? That's asking a specific question about your brand. And then the other side of it, which is more competitive, is if someone asks a more general question about your industry. For example, I've recently retired and I want to find the right pension fund. These are my requirements. Who would you recommend? So as a starting point, I always say that you need to ensure that your brand is not just showing up, but reflecting your true values and what you want it to reflect when someone asks about your brand. It's actually quite common that the likes of ChatGPT or Perplexity can confuse your brand with another brand, assuming someone doesn't write out the full name. That, as a starting point, is focused on your own website. So ensuring that your own website is easily passable and understandable by AI agents. That comes down to updating your schema or metadata across all the different pages on your website, ensuring that the information on your website is easily readable. There are some other things you can do, like having a frequently asked question section, which is something that AI agents really like and helps them understand. So I'd say the starting point is your own website and ensuring that you are relaying the correct information that you want to relay when someone asks about you. The second part in terms of being recommended when someone asks a more general question, that really comes down to building authority. And building authority is showing an AI agent that you are a trusted provider. Generally speaking, that comes down to high quality research that you might post, insights. It also comes down to having lots of reviews, you know, high quality reviews. Google's a general platform, but each industry has specific review platforms. And then being cited by high quality publications. So if you're cited by the Wall Street Journal and there's lots of articles in the Wall Street Journal naming your company, that's something that AI agents would give a lot of weight to. That's kind of a very top line summary. There's obviously a lot more intricate details, but I think that's a good overview.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I listened from it. You can talk about hours about it, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Okay, I know all about it. And we've seen...
What I get here as a summary is when you ask something more general to the AI system, like let's make a use case, ask for the best family offices in the German-speaking environment, then you probably expect a short list of 10 to 20 names dropping down. And there's a citation from the AI system. They usually write something and somebody of this company said something like this. How important is that?
Yeah, it's really important. So we're moving to a period now where I think if you ask for the best family office in, say, Berlin or whatever the example, it would now give you not just a list, but it would probably say, you know, the best family office for the highest returns is these companies. The best family office for stability is this company. The most trusted family office is this. So it's definitely becoming really intelligent in terms of the answers that it's giving. And yeah, it's all drawn from citations. So citations is essentially where the AI agent is choosing to find information from. If you have a very high quality website and it's very trusted, it will cite your own website. But it will also look at things like the Financial Times and the Wall Street Journal and other high-quality publications.
Okay. So it is about your own website and the contextual environment that reports about you.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, cool. So actually then it is interesting for our readers, is GEO becoming something like a distribution channel or a financial discovery of financial products?
Yeah, for sure. I think that it's almost unquestionable now that if someone already knows about your institution, they're extremely likely to go on to ChatGPT or Claude or Perplexity and ask about your institution before deciding to go ahead with the service. Aside from GEO, people are likely to check out, you know, your website and maybe your social media, but it's becoming a really important kind of screening process. And then separately to that, as I mentioned, it's also becoming a very important distribution channel when you don't yet know which service you want. Like for example, it's for me personally, I got my car insurance and I did it all through using Claude. I gave all of my requirements and the car and the details, and it helped me find the best different options. And through that, I went ahead and purchased the car insurance. So it's definitely becoming a big distribution channel. At the moment, it's not so measurable across the industry because it's often based on answers rather than clicks. But yeah, for sure, it's becoming a big distribution channel. And I think it's a great opportunity for brands if they can embrace it early, because whenever we've seen big distribution shifts, whether it was social media or search and now with GEO, the brands who embrace it early are the ones who get a head start and are able to make a lot of progress.
Mm-hmm. So the companies actually who are understanding the game and are specializing in GEO, they probably have a better chance than the others?
For sure, yeah. There's no doubt about that. And I think with all markets, as it becomes saturated and mature, it becomes more competitive and more difficult to achieve growth. So I think we're in an interesting position right now where the brands who we're working with at Noise Media and helping them grow their geo, we're seeing amazing results. It can take up to 6 months sometimes. It's not necessarily an immediate overnight thing, but we're seeing brands who have 10x their traffic through AI agents, and it's becoming a really important distribution channel.
And are there methods how I measure my success? Are there any tools that I can use to measure my brand affordness that I'm developing over the time?
Yeah, so we've actually built our own tool. It's called Voodoo. Yeah.
Okay.
We've got our own tool. It's called Voodoo.ai.
Voodoo.ai.
Yeah.
So the Hawaiian ritual word voodoo.
Exactly.
Cool.
VUDO.ai.
Okay.
And it allows you to see how often you're mentioned across different AI agents. You can see for different terms. So you might, for example, be mentioned significantly for insurance in Dusseldorf, for example. But if you were to ask, you know, the highly recommended insurance across the whole of Germany, you wouldn't be mentioned as much. So it allows you to measure how often you're being recommended, how often you're being mentioned, and how you compare to your competitors. It's something that we've started using across the brands at Noise, and we're seeing great results.
Excellent. But it's an internal production you're developing there. Or is it something from the shelf that you're just adopting to the market?
For now, we're using it as an internal tool
to
service the clients that we're working with. However, in the future, it might be something that we roll out where people can buy it off the shelf.
Interesting. So last question, Joey. What should institutional players really do at the moment to improve GEO readiness?
So I think the first question is whether someone in the institution has the time to dedicate to it, or if it's a better decision to hire an agency who have the time and the expertise to focus on it. But assuming someone has the time, the first step is to ensure that you are appearing as you want to appear when someone asks about your brand. And that starts with your website. So that's a case of updating all the metadata and schema across your entire website, ensuring that the content is easily readable by AI agents. And that alone can have a huge increase, not just in how you're perceived by AI agents, but also in traffic. Then the second part is to really focus on building authority. And it can sound really complicated, but the way I like to frame it is, imagine rather than thinking about an AI agent and how they perceive your brand, you just replace that in your mind of like, how would a human assess your brand? So if someone asked you, can you please recommend a pension fund, the things that you would look for are, aside from results, the things that you would look for are like, do they have good reviews? Are they being recommended by high quality publications? Are they writing good quality research? So rather than it feeling really scary, I think it's a case of thinking on a logical level, how do I build authority? So not just AI agents would trust me, but humans would trust me. What's shifting is now we have such readily available information that AI agents can scan really quickly. In the past, it would take a human a lot of time to access all that information, whereas they can scan it within seconds. So it's a case of ultimately building your authority across different channels.
Okay. And better sooner than later, huh?
Definitely better sooner than later.
Okay. Joey, I would like to give you the last word here in this episode with a final question or a final idea. How would an ideal customer in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland look like to you?
An ideal customer would be a customer who has a proven product and has demand over many years and is in a position where they haven't yet touched GEO or even looked at it, but they have a very high quality product and there's huge opportunity to basically use that to grow their audience and to win more customers.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you very much, Joey, for these enlightenments.
Thank you.
LTE.com. The online portal for institutional investors in Germany, Austria and Switzerland. LTE.com.